Hello and welcome, fellow awesomeologists, to Awesomeology. I'm Sue.
And I'm Ben. And in this episode, we're sitting down with Kristen Hubbard-Dostal, Executive Director, Ryan Branwell, Community Engagement Manager for Create Portage County, and last but certainly not least, number
almost
one in our
first,
hearts.
Really first in our hearts, yes.
Garrett Katarzynski, Director of Operations and Digital Marketing, all with Create Portage County. We're so happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
We're excited.
Yeah. And thank you for being live in our studio. You're the first people we're hosting in our new home, so it's lovely.
Awesome. We're
wow.
The first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, closer to the mic. Okay.
We need a plaque or something to commemorate this.
Certainly.
We'll 3D print something. Next door is the makerspace.
Okay. Good. Love it. Yes, so not only, so this is a big deal for us because we're welcoming three guests in one, and they're hosting us in their podcast studio. So we have tons to be grateful for. So thank you for being with us. Thank you for having us in your space, Kristen. Thank you for giving us that little mini tour. We'll pay you for that later. I'm sure that's very affordable, whatever that was. So we're excited to be here with you.
Awesome. We are super excited to have you guys. And we love showing everybody the space and little quick tours. And I'm sure we could give you a longer tour someday, but that's just for next time when you guys get to
save it.
Hang out for a longer period of time.
I've had the honor and privilege to be here a few times in the new space from when you all first kind of started the construction process to now, and it's been amazing to see it transform. It's been so cool. So thanks for the brief tour. We'll get to see all the nooks and crannies later, hopefully, for sure.
That's what you have to look out for, is the nooks, and especially the crannies.
The crannies, they'll get you.
If we have to get the hard hat out, you know, then it's a big deal.
It's getting real.
Yeah.
All right, well, Create has been doing some really great work for some time, but for our listeners outside of the area, can you sum up the organization and tell us a little bit about your history?
Yeah, absolutely. So Create Portage County started in Portage County in 2004 as the Art Alliance of Portage County, so really championing arts and culture in the area and continuing work for a very, significant amount of years. And then in 2015 began the transition and rebranding into Create Portage County. At that time was also the incubation of the Idea Center. So our old space was referenced as the Idea Center and kind of a test environment for this this awesome space of collaboration and really just going forward and moving our community into what it is now and where we're growing into even from here. And so that was so successful that we've also been able to take this next leap of our new space for the past 5 years-ish and for us to transition into now Create Portage County and incorporating what we had at the Idea Center into our full model here at the new space.
Awesome. Okay, so spoiler alert, maybe, we'll see, because we've got some questions ready for later.
This
might be a spoiler, it might not.
Okay, who knows?
Favorite thing that Create does, maybe the thing you're most proud of or the thing you like to participate in the most, whatever.
My favorite thing, I love all things creative. I do lots of art and all things on my own and have for a really long time. And I think sharing that and have everybody sharing with me what their niche is, like what they really like to do, is my favorite part.
Yeah,
and I think for me in particular, like outside of individual events, what I've seen now that I've been working here, Chris and I were pretty much hired around the same time, so relatively new, but within a short period of time of actually working at Create, it really has shown me the amount of community that exists in this area. I think kind of being raised in this area, not necessarily like finding my own place. I think when you're from an area, you always want to get out, you want to leave. So there was a certain aspect of me that really, like, detested Stevens Point. Like, I didn't really have a place that fully encompassed, like, who I wanted to be. But since coming back and since joining Create, like, I've truly, like, understood what the Stevens Point community actually is and the people that are involved in it through, like, people wanting to be a part of Create or wanting to hear what Create does or people that knew who Create was and wanted to see where we were going. Like, it truly has broaden my horizons of understanding the people that live here in Stevens Point, and I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I can sort of ditto Ryan in the sense that I didn't grow up here or live in the area. I moved here sort of as an established adult, kind of in my mid to late 20s or early 30s, and it was nice to see some of the initiatives that Create was doing around town before even knowing who we were and then eventually working here. The murals, the music series, all those touch points that make it a place you can see yourself in, make it a place that you can see yourself getting involved in. I remember it was sort of in the midst of the pandemic that I was working a remote job out of my home office, and I started walking past on those long, lonely walks, the Idea Center. And I went to their website and I said, all right, who are the media people? Who are the people in the pictures? Who are the people posted on Create's website? And I used it as sort of this meeting point. And that's what I've liked the most since I've joined here, is both at the old space and our new established Create Portage County hub here in the renovated convent, is the resurgence of the third space, a space you can be walking through the halls, check the membership calendar, see a guy's working on an installation project next door. And hey, I used to do installation back in undergrad in Milwaukee. And now I'm talking with him and we're renting projectors to him. He's working at some of our events. And there's this sort of chance meeting that has started to disappear in the internet age and then since the pandemic that we're hoping to reconnect to, get people back in the mindset of the third space, back into a shared community, even when people are getting siloed. And yeah, what I love is it kind of brings me back to when I was an undergrad. Some of the tools and things you miss from being on campus, living close to your friends and people that are working on the same stuff, you can get that back in the middle of your life, or even as a retiree living in the neighborhood, they can find a new passion they didn't know about and have this sort of lifelong learning model.
That's awesome. Could just, let's dwell for a second on this idea of the third space. I don't know. I think there are a lot of people, especially the people who do the kind of work that you all do, are really familiar with that as an idea. I don't know if that's something that everyone knows about, the need for a third space. Can one of you sort of define that and tell us about the importance?
So just to speak on it a little bit too. So I'm kind of in charge of the events here. And I think, again, like this concept of bringing creative minds together, right? So there are a lot of people within this community that have really cool, fun ideas of different things that they want to bring to the community, things that they want to build, businesses that they want to start, events that they want to throw. And I think a lot of times they end there, right? They're very conceptual. So this idea of a third space is like, for lack of a better term, like a breeding ground for them, right? Like mm-hmm. a place where different people who have different talents or assets to be able to like lean into if somebody has the passion to start something, but they don't have the talent to complete it. Maybe there's someone in this third space that can take them there. And these, in my opinion, can only happen over like organic and authentic communication, mm-hmm. right? Like there's not a Facebook page that says like, come bust out your ideas or whatever and see kind of where it comes together. And if there would be, I'm sure it wouldn't be facilitated properly. But no, like it offers that space that gives you permission to be creative, right? Like, mm-hmm. And gives you that space where you can be free to express yourself in that regard. And I think that's kind of what separates it from like this ambiguous concept of being creative and mm-hmm. starting things, right? Like it gives you that permission to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I started my first small business 20 years ago by myself. I was lonely. I didn't know anybody. I had to figure it out myself. And yeah, I mean, it was Google or the library were kind of those things. And I didn't feel like I had a support system or place where I could go where people got it. You know, they get those things that are struggles or even wins. And so it's for me for sure that piece too. Like I've lived that of not having like, wow, I'm really doing this by myself. Like I don't mm-hmm. have a community where people can do it with me. Yeah. And so I think we really are that place. It naturally happens here where somebody will walk in because they saw the sign out front and then somebody is painting a mural and then they start talking about the story behind it and just all these natural things that start happening. And there's talking about coaching football and then soccer. And then there's the youth program that happens, you know, in addition with all those people. So it's just a really natural place for that growth to happen. It's pretty special.
It's pretty awesome that a very traditional third space was a church for a lot of people, right? And here we are in the convent and this whole space. Maybe, and actually for folks that don't know, can you talk a little bit about that level or that aspect of the space that we're
at? Yes, and I actually went to church here as a child on the property. I went to school across the street, so I very much have a long history. I'm from town, so I walked across the street and went to church on Wednesdays. And so really, it was really a special thing, you know, with the sisters that lived here. Mm-hmm. They wanted to continue their mission within, you know, Portage County. And I think one of the cool things is that the developer, the property owner, that part of their vision and mission of the idea of having the multi-generational housing and then having a community-serving organization on site as well to really connect all of those pieces together really fit. And they picked CREATE to be the, you know, the CREATE and Farmshed to be the organizations that come in and get to, you know, further their, you know, that connection with the community. And so it's really neat to, I think there's a lot, I was telling you earlier, there's some misconception of people think that we've completely changed the whole building, that it's different, and it really isn't.
Yeah.
That it still really visually looks very similar. Obviously, it's not a church anymore. It's deconsecrated. Like, there isn't the religious aspect of it anymore, but I think there still is that visual remembrance of people can mm-hmm. still see. And they it brings them back that memory of, like, home. You know, that piece of, like, wow, I belong here. I have something here. And then it's pretty special to see people share that. And sometimes they're emotional about it. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, the sisters were here for our grand opening and for our ribbon cutting. And it's really neat that they get to see it. And they hadn't seen it since, you know, they had moved. So
yeah.
They get to – actually, one of them actually does still live on site. So okay. She rents an apartment around town. So very close.
Really yeah. Cool. It's really cool to have – our staff through the multi-year historic preservation process, and then now our members and community coming in when we open the doors, really take in the high ceilings, the stained glass windows, the magic hour sun pouring through with splashes of color. It really is a space of history, a space of inspiration that really builds into the model of what we're trying to make here. I know there was a lot going on here when it was a convent, but I know to the larger community, it was just this mysterious building sometimes. beautiful property with gates, kind of like what goes on in there. And it's been cool to reintroduce or introduce for the first time the wider community to this secular space that has a history that is more about the people rather than the beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that can be a an all-inclusive, welcoming environment for people to just create what's next, to create the new Stevens Point. Their new selves here. And then additionally, I love the intersectionality of where this can lead. We've got downtown to the south of us, the campus to the right of us. This new construction with Century and the Green Circle Trail running near and through our property on the lawn or the green spaces. And I think there's just a really cool future for how we can bridge the communities together in this mm-hmm. one hub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think even to extend too, so the building itself was like being built in 1901. And then the part that we now occupy was like added in 1950s about. And I think it really just leads to who CREATE is as an organization to not change the whole space, but to like utilize the space for what it is and just transfer it into a new thing, right? Like I think we've joked around so much since we've moved here that so much of what we've been doing with this new space, both to be creative but also to save money, is just MacGyvering everything, right? It's to, like, take this room that used to exist in this way and set it up in a way that now is more conducive to what will serve the community. And to speak back on the sisters, right, like, they came to our ribbon cutting, our grand opening, and for them to say, like, one of them said to me, they're just so happy that they can walk in now and it feels happy. That there's color
Aww.
Now, you know, and it's that thing where it's like in the more figurative sense, we have that blessing, you know, where it's mm-hmm. like they as much wanted to see this become something, this cool building. It's so cool to be enjoyed by more people. And I think that's what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot, I think, in history, too, and thinking about at one time, the university had so much enrollment in the 70s that students lived on site. Mm-hmm. So because they didn't have enough student housing. Ironically, my parents told me that when they were college students here. And so when they come back and see it now, they're like, well, I remember that.
Yeah.
And so just to see those pieces still kind of come out, it's super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So many great stories. I love it.
Yeah. Let's talk about you all, right? So beautiful history here in the building. Amazing building, but, you know, we need amazing leaders like you all to make CREATE work. So where did you all come from? Kristen, we'll start with you, and then I want to hear from both of you guys.
Yeah, well, I am relatively new to CREATE, not new to Portage County or Stevens Point. I'm a lifer. I live a mile from the house I grew up in, and so I am Point through and through for sure. I've been involved in nonprofit for a very long time. a history family nonprofit type of stuff. I have a degree from Mid-State in accounting. Ironically, that's very different than creative, right? So those are my right-left brains that are very satisfied on a daily basis. And I have a daughter who's 14, almost 15, and I was really wanting to focus more of my work, life, career in Portage County and at home. I was traveling a lot. I was gone a lot. And I didn't want to miss so much of things that were going on with her because there's going to be a time when she's not around as much. And I kind of fell into the opportunity. I knew some people that were on the board and involved in the organization, and I had been going to things that Create had been doing for a really long time, and loved it. And it felt like the perfect fit. Like, I absolutely love what I do. I'm blessed, obviously, with an amazing team and board, and I don't think I could be any luckier. So. I want to let them shine a little bit more. It's not just about me.
This isn't the Kristen show.
It's definitely not.
Okay.
Sure. We'll save you for last since you've been here the longest. kind of like what I was saying before, that from the area, again, didn't necessarily have a space that I felt was for me. I lived down in California for a couple years, moved back, met my now husband. We lived in Madison for a couple years, came back. But before all that, or during all that, I should say, I'm a part of the queer community, and I really wanted to create a Pride event, specifically in the Stevens Point area. And when I was trying to figure out how to set that up, how to maintain it in a way that it could continue year after year, to raise money, to get volunteers, all this good stuff, I was kind of pointed towards Create at the time. A huge aspect of what they were trying to do was help people with startups, whether it be businesses or creatives, kind of the same thing that we're doing now. And we created this relationship where Create acted as a fiduciary receiver for this idea of this event, right? So I had been working alongside of, not hired by, but alongside of Create for, 5-6 years now? Since when that communication started. But again, like, also whilst running this event, one time a year I wasn't living here, right? Like, mm-hmm. I was living in Madison, and I had all these different changes. So when I moved back and this position opened up, I was like, well, duh. You know? Like, I was already doing a lot of that stuff, and it's huge for me to be in a position within the community to, like, help these ideas, these narratives, this idea of like being in a position that I can help Stevens Point in the area that I grew up be fit for people like me, or mm-hmm. to improve certain aspects of the community. So I think at the same time I get to have fun. I like to tell everybody I'm a glorified party planner. there's a lot more work that goes into it.
Yeah.
Right now it's mm-hmm. very stressful. We're heading into a very busy time of the year, but I digress, right? Like, there's a lot of opportunities within this position that allow me to make a difference in the community.
Love it.
Yeah, and like my colleagues and so many of us, I did grow up nearby in the town of Wapakoneta, not too far from here, but I was the only one in my family to not go to the University of Stevens Point. I looked at it, I liked the community, but I just wanted to get a little bit further from home, and I love the city of Milwaukee. I love the opportunity to study film there. Since I've been growing up, big family, lots of drama, lots of stories to tell. I just figured that would be the best place to tell them and experience something new. So I went down there, got a degree in film production, advertising, journalism, did a bunch of internships, a bunch of different things. As you're all aware, storytelling takes many forms. Got a job out of school in Appleton, so kind of treading back up Highway 41 back towards home. Lived there for a long time, worked at a university, so a campus community, telling a bunch of stories. And around the pandemic, and around before then even, I met my wife, and she grew up and went to UWSP and has a whole history here. So she brought me even further full circle to Stevens Point, where, as I said earlier, I was working out of my home office for a while, walking around town, kind of falling in love with the creative community in somewhat unexpected ways. It's a smaller town. Appleton was smaller than Milwaukee. Stevens Point was smaller than Appleton. But I found an even greater depth of creative connection here than I have in the Fox Valley or even in Milwaukee at times. Because everyone's going to meet each other here. If you're working on something, you're going to run into them at the bar, at the coffee shop. You're going to see them when you go out to the park. They're going to end up being your neighbor. And so Stevens Point is a place that might lack some of that breadth of a larger city and all the options, but it certainly has that creative depth of engagement where you mm-hmm. won't just see someone in passing and maybe never see them again or miss out on a project. You're going to meet them 3-4 times and then be like, okay, we're going to work on that project. And then that's what led me to working at Create, and kind of brought everything full circle around our great state of Wisconsin, kind of going out like my colleagues and so many people have said, and taking a little bit of what you learned, what you liked, what you didn't like, and bringing it to this smaller, close-knit community so we can build something really big. And you can get in on the ground floor, and everyone kind of has eyes on it and wants to be a part of it, as opposed to kind of that burnout you can feel. Again, it's counterintuitive, but a larger city can also be very lonely mm-hmm. in some ways. Even though there's so much to do, it can be harder to find your people or your place.
Right.
And we found it here.
Oh. Well, I mean, I know a little tongue-in-cheek there, but we shouldn't downplay the importance of finding your people, mm-hmm. and creating a space where mm-hmm. people can find each other. And you guys do so much between the creative atmosphere, the music series, the space, you know, like all of these opportunities for people to come together. It's crucial. So, okay, I kind of spoiled it a little bit earlier by you all sharing your favorite thing that Create does. Anything new that you can share? Anything that you're excited about? Anything like that?
Yeah, actually, so first off, diving into a lot of the things that Create does, and I don't know if this comes later, so if I'm ruining it, please let me know. But a lot of what Create was, and I think one of the big reasons that I'm excited to be a part of it now, is the concept of Create was that, right? More of a concept. And I think a lot of people within the Stevens Point community, including myself, even before being hired, and sometimes still, doesn't or didn't have a full idea of who Create was, what they do, and why they do it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think now that we have a physical space and a stronger intention, it truly is like everything that we do is bringing people. And I truly think that's like an overarching idea of all this kind of stuff with the new space. So obviously we still have our Levitt Amp music series that comes up every Thursday throughout the entire summer. A really awesome opportunity for community members alike to come sit and enjoy music. And I think it really isn't much deeper than that, right? But the idea of bringing all these people to the same space is just, again, like this idea of taking what we want to do with inside Create's walls, but taking it outside. Authentic conversations are starting, and a lot of relationships also kind of start in that area. So that's something that we always have done, but I think with this new space, it becomes something that's kind of new, right? Like these conversations don't just start, they can continue. Another thing we've done in the past that, again, like is getting revisited, right? Like things are growing is a surge pitch competition. It's this concept of small businesses, either startups or something like that, are pitching this idea of a new extension of their business or business all in new in general, and we have different partners and stuff. But it's a competition where different people or groups that are a part of it can pitch this idea of something that they want to build in the community. And the winner gets a prize that can kind of help push them in that direction of making it happen. There's other events that we do here as well, but something that specifically excites me that I would say is very new is we have an event space now, right? Like mm-hmm. it isn't just this idea that we're going somewhere to put on an event or putting something on in our ceiling tile list previous location, right? That we actually have a ceiling here and lights that work. I know, well, most of the time. But like we have a physical space where events, whether they're ours or other people that want to have them here, can have them. Something that's really excited me, and we just actually had the first one, was we just had our first wedding here.
Wow.
So it's really, and something that I'm very passionate about in that regard too is, yes, it used to be a church, but like we said, it was deconsecrated. So this couple that just got married here, they are religious, great, but of separate religions. So in order for them to be married, they would have to go to one of the churches and mm-hmm. pay for counseling for X amount of time. And that might not be physically available to those people, or the time might not be there. So mm-hmm. for us to offer a space that might have that more visual religious motif to kind of lean into that, but not have those different hurdles that people have to jump over, or even to extend, like I said, to the queer community. A lot of times, like the queer community are ostracized from religion, right? So to now have a space where people can feel as though they can get married and mm-hmm. seal the deal in that regard, but not be so secluded from a space that they would want to, is like super cool to us. And like I said, it acts as a wedding venue, bar mitzvah, galas if you wanted to have them here. So now Halloween. In addition, Halloween, we really want to like take over Halloween in this area. So it's this, again, this idea of create, in my mind, was conceptual before, but now everything kind of gets to change because we have a physical space for it.
Yeah, really cool. It's interesting how much of a, like, that's a significant change, but also pre this space, I thought that was one of the coolest things about Create was, like, you made everything happen elsewhere. I mean, you had your space, the NBA Center and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just, you know, those were some walls.
Some walls.
At least frames for ceiling tiles, right? Yeah,
there was a lot of ceiling-esque things happening.
Yes. you did so much with that, and that was amazing in and of itself. But, of course, now with, you know, what's available to you here, it'll be pretty cool to see, you know, kind of the hockey stick curve of the impact and everything else that you can do just because you have this here. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I would think that you have this new opportunity for people to see Create as something other than a co-working space and sort of what the Idea Center maybe became before you all became a part of this, which is what are they even doing there in that weird, janky little building? Yeah. And
so question on that. How, because, I mean, everything from the music series to the co-working space and your memberships and stuff like that, do you have some sense of the community's awareness of the variety of stuff that you're doing? I mean, I imagine that there's people that interact with you as members or they use the co-working space and maybe they don't even know about the Levitt Amp series. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then other way around, right?
Absolutely.
What's your understanding on where you're at as far as like the community's understanding of the variety that you offer?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of, you know, misunderstanding of maybe we do all of that. Oh, Create does Levitt. I thought you just did that.
Yeah.
And I think now, because we've been talking about this space for a long time, right? And so, like, there's been a lot of excitement around this space and about the opportunity to be here. And so people are listening. And then in our work, we want to talk about Create's brand, Create as a whole, and make sure that you recognize who we are and what we're doing. And so what people will see now going forward is that is Create. Like, I know Create does Levitt. I know Create does, you know, Trash Canvas. I know that they're the ones that put those murals up. And so in really looking to, as an organization, to bring those things that we do as programs to stay. So we want them to be sustainable. We want them to happen every year. We want them, I mean, this is year 9 of Levitt, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so those things are happening and people want them to stay. And they look forward to them. Like, I can't wait to be out on the grass at Levitt.
Right.
And now we can come in, hopefully, and have a mini Levitt-ish type of thing on the grass here at the new space. I'm excited about just the potential of how much is coming and really sharing our brand and what we've done. We've done a lot.
Yeah.
And now we get to bring a lot of that back because we have a bigger space to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, and from a marketing perspective, it's a common pitfall of our predecessors. Create's internal model is to support people to take a step back. And while that's great operationally, we kind of became private label accidentally, where all these things were happening. Create, in this traditional even Midwest sense, was maybe a little too humble or shy to take a forefront in some of these things. So again, as Kristen and Ryan said, we have this new space, even some new staff, some new energy surrounding all these initiatives and this new era of Create as we've branded it. We're really starting to, you know, take a step and promote ourselves in a way that gives us more visibility and more of a uniform nature to everything we do. So it doesn't seem like we're popping up out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. We're more cohesive now, and we have a better sense of bringing it all home, connecting all of these dots that we put out into the community.
We might still pop out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Don't get it twisted. Yeah.
You'll never know where we'll be coming from.
Well, so speaking of connection and popping out of the woodwork, and do all that for sure. What are some things that you all have planned or things that happened in the past that are the best kept secrets that for, you've been working really hard, but I know in, having done events and all of the different things we've done, there are things that you go, 1,000 people should want to do that, and I don't know why we can't get people connected to it. What are those things that it's time, like, let's get people doing these cool activities?
Well, so this kind of really excites me. So we had our grand opening. And throughout our grand opening, we had different whiteboards in different rooms asking people what they want to see happen here. Mm-hmm. And right now, you are sitting in a room with the entirety of the Create staff. You know what I mean? There's three of us. And I think what Create offers and what I think we want to give people the agency to do or encourage them to do is get a membership and do it. My God, like, that our space with all these ideas of different, like, people want to have a roller skating party upstairs. People want to have a Halloween party here. People want to, like, have concerts up in our space. You know, like, there are all these ideas, and we want to give people the agency to do them here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, between the three of our staff here, we can manage that, right? Like, we can do the events that we've been doing. We can add here or there. But to a certain extent, we have to be able to say, yes, you can, but you can do mm-hmm. it, and we will support you in that way. So I think that's, like, the biggest untapped potential of Create is, like, it's a playground for adults, for the most part. Well, even kids. We have Lego night here every once a month or something like that. But it truly gives you that potential to throw the party that you've always wanted to, mm-hmm. or to have a paint night or meet up with an artist to do these things. And our old space didn't really have the razzle dazzle to encourage people to be there. But now I would think that's, like, the biggest thing that we really want to encourage people is, like, help us help you. Come yeah. bring your ideas here, but then run with it.
Right.
Yeah. We want yeah. people to have a shared identity here. And we did that a lot through the multi-year build out. But even more recently, the pictures on the wall are artists that work here or work alongside of us. A mural in the wall is a former board member who works across town. We want people to literally make their mark on this space and see themselves here going forward and build upon it.
Oh, and also, please volunteer. we have a lot of events that are happening throughout all the throughout the area and stuff like that. And I think people can truly get a sense of who Create is, and again, lean mm-hmm. into beyond that, who Stevens Point is and what Stevens Point has to offer and the different people. If you come and volunteer for things like Levitt or the other events that we have going on.
I think one of the special things about Stevens Point, just from my history here, is I love it here. And I think it's easy to love Stevens Point. And it's easy to show excitement for where, you know, those types of things. And we want people to come to Stevens Point, right? Like, it's right in the middle of the state. You drive past it all the time. And we want people to want to stay here, mm-hmm. right? We have one of the biggest high schools in the state. We have an amazing campus. They're right here. And how do we get those people to want to stay here? Mm-hmm. It is a small town, right? There isn't a lot always going on that people think of. So let's have more of that. Let's get those people to stay yeah. and be our next generation of community and help them grow. So that's kind of a being close to the university. And I know they don't have a library right now. But so they're, you know, they're coming in and they're taking tours and these things. And they're talking about wanting to stay or doing internships here. And so it's getting to see that those roots grow too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And get to stay. So it's kind of one of the, I get excited about that yeah. kind of stuff.
Exciting time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We are getting close to wrapping up here. You've already shared so much great stuff with us. Seems like a great time to make a pitch right to potential donors and volunteers. What's something you hope people take away from our conversation today that would motivate them to connect with you right now or soon?
I think everybody can see themselves here in some capacity, whether it's they've heard about it or they remember it or it just in passing, it's somebody just mentioned it, that we're still in the middle of a capital project. We're still, you know, paying for the space and making it, you know, have walls. And so we are going to, our capital campaign is happening. And so, and we are a nonprofit, that's how we thrive, you know.
Yeah.
And so we can't do it without support of our community. We have a great community, and they do support us amazing, in amazing ways. And with the project of the, you know, where we are in this space, people can still donate. You can sponsor a window in the Great Hall. It's a 20-foot stained glass window that you could have your name on it for 20 years, and for $3,000. It's incredible. I mean, and people come in there and they're just taken back by just the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a big thing, that everybody can be involved
yeah.
in some way, in any denomination. It's pretty easy.
Sure.
yeah, in my regard, come to our events. You know, I think, as Kristen was saying, being a part of this town, sometimes you feel as though, like, oh my God, the only thing that we can do is eat, drink, and go bowling. You know, like, there's not much, one could think there's not much that the city has to offer, but truly, if you just look, you can find it. So we have our Levitt Concert Series, like I said, that comes up every Thursday throughout the entire summer. We have Point Pride, we have Juneteenth, we have Make Music Day. So I would say just get involved in that regard. And I think through that, outside of having like a really awesome time, it truly does build that sense of community, and you can meet people that can be your friends.
And in addition to, you know, these formal events, a lot of the things we put on are interactive, especially our monthly meetups open our doors free for the public to come in, to a poetry night, to a filmmaker meetup, to a retro vintage game night. And so a lot of it is, you know, come enjoy the people around you, listen to some local poets, but then get up, write some of your own poems, step up to the mic, come into our recording studio, become a member, and put it into action. It sort of invites people to come in and then make something they might just have whittling away in their cabinet brain or in an old scraggly notebook. You know, there's no better time than now. No better place than here.
Yeah. And ask, right? Like, ask those questions. I mean, there's, I think, yes, we are a very small staff, but we are very wide range of talent.
Yeah, and we know, by extension, a wide range of talent, where, like, you might not know somebody that knows how to do something, but we do. So, like, come bring your idea here so we can help facilitate those connections.
We want to be that place that, what's happening on Friday night? Let's go to create.
Yeah.
Let's go do something. Like,
Love it. I just have to say one, I want to give Ryan a little bit of extra exposure here. Levitt, free.
Right? Free.
Totally free.
Free.
And like legit music from all over.
All over. Yes. Right? Yeah, so actually by nature, so Levitt, and this is the other thing, people are like, Levitt, what is that? Yeah. So it's actually a foundation based out of California where their big thing is like bringing music to, free music to communities. Right. And a huge aspect of what they are is they like, it's quality talent, right? That we actually have to submit the artists to get it approved in their regard. Like they have to hit a certain capacity of either, for lack of a better term, talent or anything like that. Yeah. But in addition to that, like we're encouraged to have everything be so diverse. So we have funk music to reggae to like Latin music. Like it truly is a full eclectic experience. Free, we're actually expanding this thing called the Create Market too. So we have, in the past, it's only been like three or four. We have 16 different like organizations and small businesses within the area that are having like their booth set up. So come buy food, come buy drinks responsibly, and come like check out the market and like support some small businesses in the area. There's a whole bunch of nonprofits that are going to be coming too. And what I would really hope for Levitt is for it to extend past what it's been, just like a place where people can like park their lawn chair and come listen to music, but truly become this hub where if somebody is new to Stevens Point or needs to know more about what's going on, that they could go to any Levitt and see all that Stevens Point has to offer. And that's my dream for it. So we're starting this year, and I just hope to keep growing from there.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it.
Cool. So glad I gave him an extra 2 minutes.
Oh. Way to go. Way to go.
Never enough.
It's just a man looking for an opportunity to
we
take
all
a
like
spotlight.
To talk, so let's do an hour. Yeah. Oh, boy, I got to talk fast.
All right. Well, we're going to transition to our wrap-up segment where we share something awesome, and this can be anything, a cool book, a fun new podcast, a cool experience. Whatever you've got, hopefully you're prepared. If not, you've got about 35 seconds to think of something really cool. I'll kick it off with an article that I'm sharing from The Guardian, and this is very timely because our industry as marketers is really being disrupted by AI and stuff right now. And enhanced, I should say, by AI. And, you know, of course, when you hear AI, usually the first thing people think of is ChatGPT. Of course, it's so much more than that. Proof of that is this article that apparently, I just learned this, we're close to translating animal languages. We're closer to translating animal languages than we think. Exciting and terrifying. Like a lot of AI, exciting and terrifying. But they've used like 4 decades of data to attempt like real-time translation of dolphin language, which, I mean, if there's an animal we're going to start with, it might as well be dolphins, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But of course, this comes, again, recurring theme here with a lot of questions like so many other aspects of AI, like animal rights, ethical mm-hmm. concerns, mm-hmm. lots of stuff. But it is kind of fun to imagine the good that might come from it, like learning when an animal might be in pain or, you know, something yeah. like that. So we'll see. I don't know how close we are on this. You'll have to read the article to get your sense of how close we actually are on it. But it's pretty interesting. And I think with so many things related to AI, I can't help but like think of the positive future that's going to come because of it, what we get to do because of mm-hmm. the power that we, gain from it. And it's scary and terrifying all at the same time.
I just don't want to know what my cat thinks of me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that conversation.
Yeah, we should just make a rule now. Like, we'll never translate
judgy.
Cats.
Judgy that cat. And I can't. There are enough people judging me.
Yeah.
Don't also need the cat doing it.
Because sure. cats are jerks, right? As much as we love
mine
them.
Especially.
Mine's the biggest.
Just.
Do we have a bleep button on this? I love them. But
yeah.
I don't know if he loves me.
Just a real. Anyway.
We'll see what's coming with animal translation. AI in the future.
I'm keeping away from our cats. That's the important thing.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. All right. Create friends. Who wants to go first?
What's yours?
I go last.
Sorry.
I bring it home.
I won't disrupt the flow.
I'm the closer.
Per the sheet that was given to us, you are at the bottom.
Got it.
So Kristen, you are next.
Okay. So awesome. All right. So I love spring, right? Like it's a season of growth. It's beautiful outside. There's flowers growing. It's such a happy time of year, I think, for me. But in general, I'm create too. And so it just feels really bubbly and blessed and just a really cool season for us.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That's my awesome.
Oh. And that's plenty
in general.
Awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We'll take it.
I was telling the team this morning we did Nomo May this year. It's like the third year in a row that we've done it. But this was the first year that I kind of hated it because the mower broke.
Oh no.
After like one strip.
Yeah.
But we made it work. It's all good. It just took me like twice as long.
My front yard is like my Zen garden. Yeah. You know, like people have that rake and the sand,
yeah.
right? Because it makes a nice pretty line. So my front yard is like my Zen garden.
The pollinators. I love our pollinators, but they have taken over my backyard. Yeah. It's been a very wet April and May, and it's been hard to see it through.
Yeah. No mold. Right. To your point, though, Kristen, as frustrated as it was and as angry as I was that this was taking as long as it was. It was just awesome to be outside. I was just so happy.
Yeah.
It's that spring like rejuvenation. I'm so happy to be outside. So it was all good.
Very cool.
Yeah. My turn. no, so like by extension, it's Pride Month. I don't know when this is gonna get released.
Yeah.
But yeah,
in
so
June.
Great. So June, Pride Month, it is like my favorite time of the year. Obviously, Point Pride is huge for me, so I'm really excited that that's coming up. But just that idea of like community, bringing people together. I remember like my first Pride and how much that meant to me, and to know like I hear stories every single year of how like Point Pride is somebody's first, mm-hmm. and by giving that like that permission to be yourself, more than permission, that encouragement to be yourself, and then like getting and receiving that like encouragement and praise and love back. It's something that, like, I'll die happy knowing that I had something a part of that. But, like, beyond that, a huge aspect of how it, like, comes to be is through community support and stuff like that. And it's really weird now. Like, Levitt, we get a decent amount of money from larger supporters to make that happen. But, like, so there's this small indie bookstore downtown Stevens Point called Bound to Happen Books. I just think they're stunning, first off. Go check them out anyway. That's, like, a shameless plug that they did not pay me for. I think it's great. But beyond that, they really support these small events that happen within the community. Mm-hmm. So one thing, Pride, second thing, Bound to Happen Books are like my two favorite things right now.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. And I know we've been talking a lot about this large Great Hall, this new venue. We're hoping to platform a lot of local bands. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of my first trips up from Milwaukee to Stevens Point were both to see a local band I discovered or a national band that was passing through Chicago to the Twin Cities. And there are a number of branded house and basement shows in this town, mostly on campus, but some by middle-aged dudes with kids like me. There's one called Hell's Disco that some people are like, oh, are we too old to go to a house show? I'm like, no, the guy that runs this is a dad. He lets the band stay here when they're traveling through town. So recently, what we've been building here, check out the Instagram page @pointspunks, and it's a culmination of the flyers you see around town, all tagged promoting DM for an address, this scene, this show happening here, and it brings together this separate underground and indie music scene that you can find around Stevens Point. So yeah, it's just great. They're all in one spot now. You don't have to find a flyer or a zine tucked under some bar stool. You can just go to their Instagram page.
Love it. Very cool. Okay, let me bring the whole room down now.
Okay, good.
Drum roll.
Let's try together.
Yeah, please. Okay, so I wanted to share, as I mentioned the last time we did one of these, I have been really cranking through some books. And I listened to another book, and it was so good, but it's such a depressing title. It's Everything is Tuberculosis by John Green. But it is so interesting because it's an examination of the history, the world history with tuberculosis and how that connects across time and history, how the conditions, you know, from the 16 and 1700s in Europe are so similar to areas in Africa now with tuberculosis and I just love John Green. Because he has this way of making these connections to, you know, what does this mean for us as human beings? And how are we dealing with the fact that, you know, we've basically, in some parts of the world, we've completely eradicated tuberculosis. In other parts of the world, we can't get the medical care and the things that we have had here since the 40s to the people that need it. And it just is... It is, yes, it's a little depressing to think about, but it's a really excellent book. Everything is Tuberculosis by John Green is my recommendation if you want to. I mean, I think you should read the book and then definitely get to a Pride event or something. Yeah. Get to a drag show. Immediately, stat. Get down there and see you a death drop. Just because
make sure you have something planned.
Right. You need to get up out of that space.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
this was so much fun.
Well,
we're going to do this again like tomorrow. Right? Like, we're going to be right back.
We have more, I'm sure.
We need to. Yeah. We could just not leave. Could we hang out?
You can hang out. There's some really comfortable couches upstairs.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
The space is yours. Take a load off.
Perfect. Perfect. So thank you for being with us. Thank you, listeners, as always, for joining us. You can catch up on all of our episodes on your favorite podcast app or by finding them on our blog at exclamationcuso.com/blog.
Friends, for tuning in. Be awesome and see you next time.
The Awesomeology Podcast is a production of Exclamation Services. Executive producers are myself, Ben Bauer, and my friend, Suzanne Campbell.
Thanks to Kyla Ganther for our show artwork, Scott Sager for booking our guests, and Alex Westerhausen for social media support.